T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS here on a Monday morning. At 6:30, the Sedgwick County Sheriff says a truck belonging to a 67-year-old man killed last week has been found. Sheriff's office is now investigating the death of the truck's owner as a homicide. Lieutenant Tim Myers says John Gaffney's pickup had been missing since he was found dead in his home July 7th. Myers did not indicate where the 1997 Dodge was found. Anyone with information regarding this crime is asked to contact Sedgwick County Sheriff Investigations or Crime Stoppers at 267-2111. One of the men accused of killing a semi-pro football player in Wichita last summer has been sentenced to life plus 13 months in prison.
A jury convicted Richie Randall Jr. of Wichita in May of first-degree premeditated murder and criminal discharge of a firearm in the death of 19-year-old Timothy Golden. Golden was found shot to death in his apartment in July 2017. He was a tight end for the Kansas Cougars, a semi-pro team based in Wichita. Investigators say Randall and two other men, Dakari Sanders and Larry Triplett, fired more than a dozen rounds in Golden's apartment. Randall won't be eligible for parole until he spends at least 50 years in prison. Sanders and Triplett have not yet been tried in the case. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The Air Force says McConnell Air Force Base in Wichita likely will receive its first KC-46 air refueling tanker by October. An Air Force official says flight testing to bring the tanker has been finished. McConnell will be the first base to receive the tanker that uses the Boeing 767 passenger airline as its airframe. The flight testing for the first delivery was completed July 6th in Seattle.
Washington Metro's largest union has overwhelmingly voted to allow their leaders to proceed with a strike. This transit system, of course. Union Vice President Raymond Jackson says the workers not only need these negotiations, but they deserve it.
We move this city. We move this city. We get up when it's snowing, when it's 100 degrees. We're out here every day moving this city.
If it's authorized, 8,000 of Metro's workers could go on strike and could affect over 600,000 daily commuters.
They were not on their way to a fire. It was a unique police pursuit.
Imagine all the bells and whistles for this one. Police in Northern California chased a stolen fire truck across four counties during a wild high-speed pursuit lasting 2 hours. The Sacramento Metro Fire District truck, worth about $1 million, was taken from the scene of a small grass fire Saturday. The truck was eventually stopped on State Route 70 near Lake Oroville, and a man and woman are under arrest. A fire department spokesman says the truck had to be towed back for extensive repairs. Photos show a front wheel down to its rim. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Police in Bel Air near Wichita becoming frustrated with the increase in speeders in a detour zone along North Oliver.
Construction on 45th Street and Hillside has diverted traffic to the area of Oliver Street between 37th and 53rd Street North. Because of this, there has been an increase in traffic, speeders, and collisions. Bel Air Police Chief Darrell Atterbury says that his officers have written over 125 speeding tickets since construction began in late May. Despite the 40-mile-per-hour zone speed limit, officers have clocked drivers as high as 67 in the detour zone. Speeding, especially in detour zones, is a public safety issue. The department has installed extra speed limit signs along Oliver and orange flags to draw attention to the speed limit. Bel Air Police say they don't want to write tickets, but they will be forced to if people ignore the law. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
Take a look at the forecast now with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A few isolated thunderstorms are going to be possible just about anywhere today. Some folks will see no rain at all. Others may get some brief heavy rain with any storm that develops. Our high this afternoon close to 90. Isolated thunderstorms will continue through this evening. The overnight low 73. And again, a few pop-up storms Tuesday with a high 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now cloudy, calm, and 78 degrees. Today is July 16, 2018. On this date in 1973, during the Senate Watergate hearings, former White House aide Alexander P. Butterfield publicly revealed the existence of President Nixon's secret taping system. If my memory is right, Johnson had it too. President Johnson had one as well, so Nixon just kind of took that over. But when they found out about that, they knew there was could be some evidence
right
regarding the Watergate break-in. Of course, then they got the release of the tapes, the whole thing.
But what about that missing, what was it, 18 minutes?
Eight or 18-minute gap or whatever.
Yeah.
What?
That Rosemary,
we'll never know.
Rosemary Woods
got yeah.
yeah. out of there.
Nixon took it to his grave.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll never know what was on there. Bears don't usually pack a lunch unless it's a picnic basket, so it's no surprise that when they're hungry, they have to look elsewhere for a snack. Kerry Watts of Rabun County, Georgia, found a large black bear enjoying her sandwich, chips, and other tasty treats inside her minivan. She made the mistake of leaving her windows down to combat the summer heat. So the bear just climbed in for lunch.
Right.
Spent about 30 minutes there before climbing back out the window and scaling a tree. I'm just seeing the Yogi Bear in the picnic baskets here on the cartoons.
Doing what bears do.
That's what a bear's going to do.
Looking for food.
You know, you leave the food out, they're going to get it. And they don't care. They'll go into a minivan.
It's like here. Somebody leaves food out in the kitchenette.
Oh, gosh, yes. I don't know how TV is.
All of a sudden, it's gone.
Or how your workplace is, wherever you work. But
it's the same in every workplace.
Is it the same? Or radio? Because I've only done radio for the past, 48 years. But I'll tell you what, you got anything worthwhile, and you leave it out there on the table, it's gone. What was that movie about car thieves gone in 60 seconds or something? Yeah, something like that. I mean, there's a rush.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if it's anything worthwhile. Any good treats, it's gone. Toilet rolls featuring U.S. President Donald Trump were on sale as thousands of people took to the streets in demonstrations opposing his visit. This was in London. James O'Brien was selling the toilet paper at Oxford Circus, which was attracting amused passersby. He said, "We thought it'd be fun." So they have toilet paper that mocking the president. Now, he didn't get a whole lot of respect in the U.K. They were not real happy to see him come over there. Anyway, now he's in Helsinki this morning, talking with Mr. Putin, and I'll bet you that's an interesting conversation. There's a lot of unresolved stuff there. 6:36 now, Steve and Ted. Today, Tuesday, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Deadline to register to vote.
Okay.
In the August 7th primary.
If you have not registered yet.
If you don't know, check your registration status at myvoteinfo.voteks.org.
Right.
You can find out, indeed, if you're registered. I'm certain I am. How do you unregister? Once you get registered, you're pretty much on the rolls.
You're pretty much in, yeah.
Once you get in, you're in. And I even showed my ID and everything. I proved that I was a U.S. citizen. Didn't I? Isn't that the
of course,
what
if you're voting in a primary, you have to be a member of a party.
Ken, now, I'm not sure. I can't remember how the primaries work. You have to declare one party or the other there?
Right.
Yeah, okay. So that you can't cross over and influence the other person's.
Right. In some states, you can. Yeah. In Kansas, you cannot.
We don't do that.
Yeah. If you're a Republican, you vote in the Republican primary.
Now, could
Democrat,
be that
you vote in the Democrat primary.
Could be that a Russian person will be doing that in our election, Some Russian will be coming and logging in. So they can vote for one of our gubernatorial candidates.
Yeah.
Yeah. It could happen. It could happen.
Well, you already got election confusion. We've already got Ron Estes versus Ron Estes.
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
We don't need the Russians to confuse our election.
No, we can do it ourselves. We don't need the Russians. We don't need no stinking Russians. Good point, Ted. 6:38 now, Steve and Ted. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The trading was mostly negative Friday for the live cattle and feeder cattle futures. The closes were also mostly on the negative side. There was a cash trade being reported, mostly in that 110, maybe 111 area. Friday, we'll see this week the cattle on feed report and the semi-annual cattle report. And the lean hog futures Friday made new contract lows last week, I should say, and managed to close positive Friday after seeing negative closes the past two sessions. Now, on the close Friday, August live cattle, 47 cents lower, 104.55. August feeders down 30 cents at 150.2072. And August lean hogs down 27 at 70.15. Now, Friday, the corn and entire soybean complex traded and closed negative, with the soybeans making new contract lows. The wheat futures managed to trade and close on the positive side. And last week, we saw September KC wheat for the week lose 21 cents. November soybeans lost 60 cents, and December corn lost 18 cents for the week. Now, trading overnight has also been lower and in moderate volume. At the moment, September KC wheat, 7¾ cents lower at 484. December corn down 2½ cents at 352¼. November soybeans down 5½ at 828¾. August crude oil trading $1.13 lower at 69.88. August gold $2.60 higher at 1,243.80. With September S&P down 1 point at 2802¼. September dollar index 33 points lower at 94.17. And September Dow Jones futures up 15 points, trading at 25,019. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, did you get any rain over the weekend in Augusta?
Yes, we did. Yesterday
did you?
Afternoon.
Yeah.
Picked up about 3/4 of an inch, but it was pretty spotted. You could go 2 miles northwest of us as a crow flies, and it didn't even settle to dust.
That's what happened here. My neighborhood had rain, but my children's neighborhood did not. Now, I'm looking at the KNSS Weather Center radar, and you're in Augusta's in the north part of Butler County, right?
We're kind of in the central part of the county, but it's raining north of us right now.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it on the radar. It's coming your way, going to the east, kind of to the east-southeast. Could be hitting you right there in Augusta.
Yeah, it hasn't got here yet, but we're hoping to see some more of it come through.
Got some good rain down in Sumner County right now, almost the whole county, and Harvey's moving through Harvey County, and gosh, we could have some nice rain, more nice rain here in the area. What do you think?
Yeah, it's got possibilities today and tomorrow, but it sure looks like the heat comes back in the rest of the
week. Oh, sure, it's going to be back. But, you know, but the interesting thing is right now here in Wichita, calm. There are no wind reported, so this thing is just going to be slow moving. And, you know, it's nice to have a rain without 80-mile-an-hour wind in Kansas.
That's exactly right, Steve. Nobody likes storms.
Listen, I, over the weekend, had a prime rib, a chopped sirloin. I was beefing up this weekend, I'll tell you.
You was living high on the hog.
Oh, no, high on the cow. I explain that to you. See,
I knew I was going to get corrected.
The beef comes from the cows. And the pork comes from the pigs, or the hogs, right?
Well, you ate well.
I would think a guy who earns a living with commodities would know these things, but anyway.
Well, I walked into that one, didn't I?
You did. and I hit you with it. All right. Hey, Tom.
Yeah, you knocked it out of the park, Steve. Right,
Tom, don't forget your umbrella today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
642 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Want to write a book? Sorry, Jed. It looked like bank. Want to write a book? Don Grant, the money tracker, right away. We'll talk with him in just a minute. It's 642 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Does your AC unit sound like this?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.